Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. If you're listening on our internet feed right now, it sounds like we're in a heavy downpour. It sounds like we're in the middle of Hurricane Katrina at this point. And we're just having some technical difficulty, so please bear with us. We will get this remedied here probably after the first segment. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, as always, and it is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Speaking of Katrina, we are going to get to an issue, a hurricane-generated issue here in moments. But first, we need to tell you to visit us online at freetalklive.com, because we got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the archives. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you click on downloadradio.org, there's a link to them. Just scroll down past day six, you'll see their link, and they will take you to months worth of the show, totally free, on the house, freetalklive.com. And everything else at the website is free as well.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
That's freestateproject.org. So all kinds of stuff tonight. There's some good emails that I want to get to, Manwich. I'm sure you got some good prep, but
I do.
Let's talk hurricanes.
That's what I want to talk about.
Because, well, we're Florida-born and raised, right? We're a couple of Florida crackers.
We know all about hurricanes.
We have lived through a number of hurricanes, and thankfully the area of Florida that we're in, we're in Tampa Bay, but on the very, very southern end of it.
Mm-hmm.
We, for some reason, live in this magical little bubble.
I don't know if I'd go for that. We've been hit by hurricanes in this area.
Yeah, but never really a brute force Category 4, and nothing like they just saw in Louisiana. And you know, my heart goes out to those families and just people that are displaced and homeless right now. That's terrible. I don't wish that on anyone.
It is terrible. It's a sad situation.
But we have a bit of perspective on hurricanes here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231. But I came across something at lewrockwell.com today that definitely deserved, I think, some coverage. It's one of those things that was going on during the hurricane that nobody's really paying any attention to. And it's pretty outrageous. So I'm just going to share what Jack Dugan has to say about it. The title of the article is Superdome of Shame. Watching news coverage of the refugees trying to enter the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans for safety from the approaching Force 5 Hurricane Katrina, I was incredulous how the people attempting to enter the stadium were being treated by the National Guard troops and local police.
Hmm.
The people were made to stand for hours outside in the awful Louisiana climate while they were admitted one or two adults at a time so they could be searched for firearms and alcohol. Now, look, I understand that during this time of emergency, the government's out there trying to hoard people in certain directions, move traffic along. They're doing whatever they can to get people to safety, etc. And I'm not trying to totally rain on the parade of people that are trying to do a good thing, okay? I'm not trying to attack the people that are trying to help others. And so I understand when they say, for firearms and alcohol,
yeah.
I mean, that's understandable. You don't want somebody coming in there with a bottle of Wild Turkey and a revolver, right? You don't want him around, you don't want somebody who just lost their house to be downing a bunch of alcohol and possibly getting violent with another 1,000 or, I don't know how many people they got, 30,000 people in there. So
I think they had 9, actually.
Whatever.
That's what I heard.
That's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people.
Packed into one place under stressful conditions. So I can understand a basic check. That I really can, right? You don't let people into concerts without giving them a bit of a pat-down either.
Sure.
Okay. That said, continue with the article. The frail elderly, many grasping walkers, and others in wheelchairs seem to be near collapse. They, along with hundreds of small children needing water and restroom relief, were forced to wait as long as 4 hours.
4 hours?
To get safety.
What the heck? 4 hours?
4 hours outside in Louisiana, just outdoors. waiting to get in. It was often repeated during the video reports that he was watching that the last time the Superdome was used as a hurricane shelter, a few of the temporary occupants removed some furniture. I guess that means some chairs, I'm not sure.
Stole some stuff?
But yeah. But this time, they had a large security force on hand, so that was not going to happen again. No siree, Bob. During coverage by Geraldo Rivera Sunday night, Fox News' video camera zoomed in the foyer deck of the Superdome, and viewers could see a National Guard person going through a powder compact from a woman's purse that was way too small to hold a liquor bottle or a gun.
Hmm.
So what was going on, man?
It's just shakedown. You know, the fact is, they've got somebody sitting here in a bad situation, and, well, they can screw with them. And
yeah,
they do.
It's a captive audience of helpless people.
Yep. And that's how it works. That's how power is used.
He says it was
not every time, but
yes,
some of the time.
In this case, it was being used in the most dire of circumstances. People exercising power and control over others.
Now, you know, I mean, if you're the copperoony that's doing this, how can you justify to yourself going through the makeup compact of some little old lady looking for liquor and handguns?
Allegedly.
Well, that's it. Where do they get off lying like this?
I don't understand it. I really don't. He says it was obvious they were looking for drugs and warrantless searches. They instructed all of the refugees back...
When the cops find themselves telling lies to the public in order to do their job, you know, we got to look through their... Because I'm sure they feel like they're looking for a good reason. But look through everything, you know. Look through the compacts. Look, you know, but make sure you take a good long time.
Some of them feel like they're following orders.
Make sure you take 5 minutes per person, so it takes them 4 hours to get through.
Right.
You know, be bureaucratic and nasty.
Yeah. There's only 20,000 people waiting outside.
And then they're telling people that it's for revolvers and liquor. I mean, how do you do it? How do you sleep at night?
I'd love an answer to that question.
That kind of disingenuous crap.
1-800-259-9231. I would love to hear somebody answer that question. Somebody who, you know, has been in the business of enforcing
the
law.
How many of these people that had questions, how many of these law enforcement officers that had questions with what was the lies that were being told? Because it's clearly a lie if they're they're having people go through the officers go through makeup compacts.
Right.
The whole alcohol firearms thing must be a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know whether a conclusion to draw. How many of them actually filed a complaint? We've lied to the people that we are supposed to be serving. I think that's wrong.
Well, yeah, what good would it do? Who are they going to file the complaint
with? I'm just saying.
Right, well, who are you going to file a complaint with? When the orders are coming down from on high, are you going to say...
File it with on high.
They won't do anything about it.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
The only thing you could do is... you could go to a news organization, maybe. Like, if you felt that way, if you worked in the police department and you wanted to get the word out about this, you could go to the various different local news channels and say, hey, you should know this was going on. Maybe you want to do a story on
this. Call Free Talk Live.
Because otherwise, the news organizations, as he points out later in this article, they were totally oblivious to this. They were covering it going on, but nobody questioned it. It doesn't matter to them. They never questioned the state. The news companies... 99.9% of the time, unless it's John Stossel, never, ever question anything the government does. Oh, look, they're so wonderful here opening the Superdome for people to come in and get safety in. Great, look how wonderful the government is. When in fact, as you put it, they're shaking people down. They're using it as an excuse to arrest people. He says it was obvious they were looking for drugs and warrantless searches. They instructed all of the refugees far back in the seemingly endless lines to have their prescription pill bottles out when approaching the security checkpoint, and also a photo ID to prove they belonged with their prescription. Let's just question everybody on everything they've got on them. What's that? Oh, you've got some Xanax, ma'am? We're going to need to see your photo ID to make sure that you don't get too anxious here.
And here's the other question I have, is what's the point? Why look? Because I know if I'm three guys ahead and I see where you're shaking down, I'm not going to have that
stuff. We're
coming
back with more Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. See, I told you we'd fix the problem. Problem solved.
I didn't have a lot of faith. You know, I figured if it's broken, it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Well, luckily, our board operators are the top of the industry.
But I think that I represent most of America when I say that an electronic device is broken, throw it away, buy a new one.
You're right. Most of America does take that approach. And if you know anything about electronics, not that I do. I mean, I know generally how to operate them and how to configure them.
To me, you're an electronics genius.
Okay. But I'm not the kind of person who can crack open a piece of electronics and go in there with a soldering iron and fix things.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has that ability, which is nice because I had one of my...
Ability means kind of like you were born with it kind of feel,
right,
as opposed to a skill, which is something that you learned.
Okay.
I'm not saying that those are true definitions.
You're right. Skill is better. So he has this particular skill set. He, in fact, used to do it professionally. So it's nice for me. So whenever something craps out, all I have to do is take it to him, and he, you know, pokes around in there, and I says, well, we need to get one of these. Go to the electronics store, get one. So I, instead of throwing out a $200 receiver that went bad, we bought a, you know, 20-cent capacitor, plugged it in the place of the one that burned out, and good as new.
Dun-dun.
Yep. And that's usually, it's usually something simple like that, too. Once you start learning about this stuff, you find out that there's certain things that tend to go before other things. And so if you know what you're doing, you can make, I think there's probably still some money in appliance repair. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We really will talk about anything on Free Talk Live. And what we're talking about right now is the Superdome of Shame, as Jack Dugan puts it from LouRockwell.com. I don't want you to, if you're just tuning in, don't take this the wrong way. I am not trying to attack people that want to help others. I'm not trying to rain on the parade of those who are actually out there literally doing good work and helping others survive this hurricane, Hurricane Katrina, of course, which has devastated the Louisiana-Mississippi area, areas of Louisiana and Mississippi. And what we're talking about is something that happened at the Superdome. They were, I think you said they had 9,000 people in the Superdome?
Yeah, that's the number I heard.
Now, all of those people had to get into the Superdome at some point. And so, in order to get access to go inside the Superdome during this hurricane, there were people lined up, like thousands of people lined up, waiting to get into the Superdome. And the government was just sort of taking their sweet time with people.
This is probably the local...
local cops as well as the National Guardsmen.
Hmm.
And so this guy was watching Fox News' coverage. He actually saw the camera zoom into the foyer deck of the Superdome, and the viewers could see a National Guard person going through a powder compact from a woman's purse that was way too small to hold a liquor bottle or a gun. Now, that was their claim. Their claim was, oh, we're searching you for alcohol and firearms. And I understand that, okay? I don't want anybody firing guns drunk in the Superdome either. And you'd get searched if you were going into a concert, so I feel like that's fair. You'd get a pat down. But to search a woman's compact, to search her makeup case, to...
They're looking for pills and pot, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, if you had a prescription that you were bringing in, you had to have a photo ID as well in order to get into the center. So, let's see, what are some prescriptions people have for pills that are sort of, oh, I don't know, could be life-threatening if they don't have them? There are people out there like that with pills like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what... I'm not a doctor, so I don't know off the top of my head.
They got hard pills, Lipitor.
Yeah, okay, you come in with some Lipitor, and oh my gosh, in the rush to get out of your house, you forgot your driver's license, and now your neighborhood's underwater. And you're approaching, you've been sitting in line for 2 hours here outside of the Superdome, and the cop at the front door says, if you have any pills, or you're going to need to show some photo identification. Otherwise, we're going to confiscate them.
Well,
what's that going to do to the guy with a heart condition? Is he going to go back outside?
He's going to be in big trouble. Now, the point is, that's the only guy that's going to be affected by this. Because if I have to have heroin, let's say, I mean, that's a good thing you'd have to have, and I've got my heroin with me, and I expect to stay at the Superdome.
Right.
Well, I see that the National Guard is shaking people down for stuff, and they're looking through compacts and things. I say, ooh, I've got to use the bathroom. Hold my place in line. I take my crap, I go back to my car, and I leave. Because I'm not going to get shook down by them.
Sure, I wouldn't either. I'm a heroin
junkie. I'm just saying, if I'm a heroin junkie and I've got my heroin with me, I'm going to have to go out and fare for myself.
Right.
Or I'm going to try to get on the interstate, and hopefully I got enough gas to make it to Shreveport.
That's basically what I love the way that...
just so stupid. It's pointless.
I like the way that Mr. Dugan puts that. He says there were thousands of poor, mostly black citizens of the lower Louisiana area, many of them little children and sickly elderly, being forced to stand for hours while the government violated their civil rights with forced searches that were patently unconstitutional, unjust, and unreasonable under the dire circumstances. Don't want to be searched? That's okay. Now turn around, go outside, and die. Great choice. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mark in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
All right. Hey, thank you. Well, I couldn't agree more with your take on that. I have a slightly different take on Katrina, but I think it's somehow related to what you're talking about in terms of the power mongers in our culture. And it has to do with the hurricane had not even made landfall, and it was getting the price of crude was already up to $70.80 a barrel in anticipation of the shutdown of the refineries there in the Gulf. And it was like it was like a reflex action, you know. Any little tiny disaster.
Well, now wait a minute. Are you suggesting that that was something that was planned? Because it seems like something the market just did on its own to me.
Well, I mean, yeah, but what I'm saying is, so many of us are dependent on gasoline that the oil companies are going to use any excuse to hike up the price of gasoline.
Well, I think that's true. I think the oil companies, to some extent, there's a bit of a cabal going on. But I think that that can only be blamed on our, our
collusion.
National collusion
by the state.
Our national energy policy and the fact that we have one. We should not have a national energy policy, and we shouldn't have so highly regulate these oil companies. It's so difficult for somebody to get into the refining or the oil drilling business, so that there's so few of them out there. Because if there weren't just if there was only three or four, which there are only like three or four oil companies. These guys can get together, three or four people can. But you try to put together a consortium of 16 or 17 or 50 oil companies. It'd be impossible.
Yeah, really a lot of it does stem back to government control. So if we deregulated the energy industry, we'd have a lot more choice.
I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right on that. And remember, obviously, Pat Robertson's comments regarding Hugo Chavez's continued well-being?
Yeah, that maniac.
Yes.
I mean, Roberts being the maniac.
Yes, exactly. But do you remember the two little factoids that came out before he made those comments? And I think that they bore directly on his visceral response against Hugo Chavez. The first thing was, it came out for just one time, I never heard it again, that the Venezuelan oil company is selling gasoline to the Venezuelans for 12 cents a gallon.
Man, we need to move down there. Thanks for the call, man. I wish we had time. Mark, thank you, though. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more about Katrina and how people were being treated outside of the Superdome in New Orleans. It is outrageous. Your call's coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lytus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Butcher, baker, candlestick maker. What do you want to be when you grow up? Put on your thinking cap / crash helmet, because when I zoom back, I'll tell you which professions are best and worst behind the wheel.
Apples are apples, right?
Uh-huh.
Not when it comes to synthetic oils.
Oops.
Don't be tempted to think that all synthetic oils are alike. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. That means longer oil life, longer engine life, and longer time between oil changes. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
Sure,
You trust your doctors in the operating room, but how do they rank in avoiding accidents behind the wheel? Not so good, according to recent data collected over 18 months from Quality Planning Corporation. In fact, physicians rank number 2 in the top 5 most accident-prone professions, followed by lawyers, architects, and real estate agents, with a dubious distinction of first place in the crash test going to students. So, which occupations crews with the fewest wrecks? Farmers, firemen, pilots, and politicians make the list, but it's topped by homemakers. Here's to the hands that rock the cradle and rule the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, not just any old photograph. They've taken the time to take a photograph of themselves, proving they listen to Free Talk Live. It usually involves some sort of signage that has evidence that they listen to the show. And then they send it to us, and we put them up on our website, because we're proud of our lady listeners. And we've got them from all various different age ranges, different religions, different colors, everybody. It's not a beauty contest, okay? Mm-hmm. So check it out at freetalklive.com.
It's just the women that have sent us their pictures.
Exactly. All right, so we're talking about the devastation. Not necessarily the devastation. That's terrible, and we've been through similar things here in Florida, so we understand what some of you people are going through.
I think Pat Robertson should have called for the assassination of Katrina, in fact, rather than Hugo Chavez.
Okay.
Well, it's just it makes just as much sense.
That would be interesting. Anyway, we're talking about Katrina. We're talking about some of the things that went on during the hurricane. Some of the outrageous things that were going on. And, of course, no one else is going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is going to get on the air. And there's a place for this stuff, and I understand it. The radio show is going to get on the air and say, okay, here's where you can give your money to, and great. That's what everyone else is doing, and you should, if you want to help these people out, contribute money to the Red Cross, contribute money to whatever your favorite charitable organization is that's providing relief. You know, if you go out and do a Google search, you can find all the info on that. What we want to focus on is some of the things that nobody else is talking about. The way that people were treated by the government, for instance, in New Orleans. And somebody emailed during the break saying, well, don't forget about Mississippi. Well, if we'd heard about something that happened in Mississippi as far as the government totally disrespecting people
mm-hmm.
and violating their Fourth Amendment right to privacy.
I saw the governor of Mississippi on, I think it was C-SPAN or something like that. And he looked genuinely pained at the idea that 80 people had died in Biloxi. You know, I mean, and
nobody wants those deaths on there.
Who wouldn't?
Sure. So what you had in New Orleans at the Superdome was a situation with thousands of people trying to get inside the dome. National Guardsmen and local police.
You got to check and make sure they ain't got a bag of marijuana on them.
National Guardsmen and local police.
This is the nonsense is, you know, if they were allowed to go in with liquor in their bag or with marijuana or the pills or whatever, because
right.
they're just cracking down for no good reason. If shake them down for the guns.
Yeah.
Shake them down for the guns.
And all you need to do to get guns is terry pat. All you have to do is just pat down the outsides of someone's mm-hmm. clothing. If you feel something jabbing you that's, you know, it's probably a weapon, then you can take a look at it. That's called a terry pat, and cops do it all the time to protect themselves. But in this case, there was video footage of them searching a woman's compact, opening up her makeup containers and stuff, and looking for things. They were requiring you to have photo identification if you had prescription. If you had any prescription pills with you, you had to have a photo ID. So if you accidentally left your photo ID at home, bye-bye. Go right back out into the elements there.
And that's the thing, is all they're going to do is screw with people that have...
prescriptions or, you know, old prescriptions or, you know, mom's prescription or something like that. Because if you've got some illicit drug with you, you're either A, going to toss it in the garbage and then go inside.
Or take
B,
it in line.
You're going to, you might drop your acid in line and then, you know, have a good old time for 8 hours or whatever.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to JTK in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey, with the hurricane, I think, you know, keeping it solutions-oriented, I'm interested to know what you would do, what your Libertarian administration would do in the same situation.
Well, thanks very much for this question, because I was wondering exactly how to get to it. And it's JTK, you said?
JTK.
JTK.
That's right.
I've kind of, I'm a little stuck on this, because I have I've been mulling over this question all day long. Not how I would deal with it, but how to portray how I would deal with it. Because in these cases, it seems like the Libertarian point of view, my point of view, is taken very poorly. That is taken as callous, uncaring, heartless,
Scrooge,
mean. You know,
really, what it is where do you draw the line? Are you going to search for alcohol and guns?
No.
Wait
a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on.
In my world,
I'm just asking the question.
Hold on a second. In a libertarian America, everything's pretty much privately owned.
Right.
Government is very minimal. So the
Superdome
decides. Yes, the Superdome administration will be able to decide to search people or not.
And if they would decide whether or not they wanted to put people in their building or not.
That's right. So what you have to understand is in a libertarian America, everything would be different. The government really wouldn't be someone that anyone could turn to for help, supposedly. In fact, and again, before we come off sounding callous, let's go back and let's reset. And let's look back at, was it Charlie last year that that ran through Florida, just cut a swath through Florida? After Charlie was through, what ended up happening was the government set up basically barricades and blockaded people out of certain areas. There were people coming down. We used to work with this chick that was really into animals, and she's really into helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was motivated to just go down there and just help people, you know, cut wood off the, you know, move wood off their driveways, that sort of thing. She went down there to help out, and they turned her away.
Yeah.
You know, they were turning away trucks with ice. They were doing all kinds of stupid stuff.
And they needed ice.
Right.
But the government was turning them away because God knows we wouldn't want any help from citizens. We don't want them taking any volition, any action of their own, because we, the government, know better and are better.
It was the private companies and the, you know, Winn-Dixie, which is a local food chain, was going down there with 18-wheelers full of stuff that they were trying to give to people. And again, they're being hampered by the government. So it's actually the government that is preventing people from getting much needed help. If we just let the marketplace function the way it's naturally supposed to, people would be able to get more relief, not less.
I'm not taking the position that the government ever does anything correctly.
Okay.
That's not my point.
I know, you were just asking what a libertarian government would do, and
right, but
not much.
Is there a National Guard?
Absolutely, there's a militia. But a militia is basically...
That's voluntary.
You know, it's a commander and some, you know, guys with guns. You know, you and I, we would both be in the militia. We both got guns.
If you wanted to be. You didn't have to.
Do you think that mobilizes as effectively as the
more so
National
precisely
Guard?
I absolutely do.
More so, and the reason is because there's no central control. If you've got militias, for instance, if you know, you've got the
Wallen
militia,
sound like it, and the TV people don't have anybody to interview, you know? But I'm sorry.
Sure, they'd have someone to interview.
They have, but they wouldn't have
the militia.
Some big guy to interview. They
the
need
captain
big guys.
Of the Nolens militia.
We've done this and such so-and-so.
Yeah. Well, they could do that.
But people helping, people donating their time and their money and their energy, I'm sorry. It's going to be done a lot better under a libertarian format.
You can't centralize control over relief efforts and have real good results. What you have to do is just let people go down and do what they want to help out. And they'll automatically work together and direct one another. Look, okay, I don't need any more help here. Go down the road. There's somebody down the road that's got a tree in his front yard. You can help him out. Everybody will kind of spread the responsibility amongst themselves. It happens naturally. It's really amazing how it works if you just allow it to.
Do you have any examples of it happening naturally in, you know, disasters as big as this?
You have to
effectively.
You can find.
I'm just curious if this is a theory or if there's.
I don't think it happens in every single disaster until the government rolls in. At which point, then the clampdowns come.
Yes, I wish I had the articles from last year, but during Charlie, when that hurricane cut through here, I saw, you know, examples of private companies bringing down help, private companies helping out, and then I heard stories from people that tried to go down and help and were prevented. So really what the examples are is there's private companies doing things, but the examples are the people that are prevented from helping by the state. Thanks for the call, JTK. 800-259-9231. This is your show. We believe that you're the best at helping others, not the state. More coming back.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can call in, talk about anything. Of course, the hurricane is what is on people's minds tonight. Although, again, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of good stuff there for you, and you can sign up for our updates. Whenever there is something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you out an update. Sometimes it's once a week. Sometimes it's a few times a week. This has been a busy week. We got mentioned in the London Financial Times
yesterday. Pip, pip, and cheerio.
And I announced that, and that's a big deal because that's apparently a very popular newspaper over in London. And so we appreciate any publicity.
The Wall Street Times is a pretty popular one here.
Wall Street Journal. Not popular with Manwich, obviously. 800-259-8231. So join us online. Go and get the updates. Sign up for them at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings and grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values.
Use the code, this is important, FTL.
What was that code?
FTL, okay. Just like Free Talk Live, right. FTL, at checkout, and save 10%, good towards terrific selection of fresh flowers, and they have lots of other gifts there, too. It's not just flowers.
Cool.
Call, click, or come in at 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice.
So it's not, I didn't know that either. It was just that they had more than flowers. I need to go and check this
yes,
out.
Yes, they have gifts and all that kind of stuff.
Because I got a birthday coming up, so I need to go and poke around. And I wasn't quite sure if flowers were the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not your birthday. It's a birthday that you have to celebrate.
Right, exactly. So I want to go poke around and see what else they've got over there. And maybe we'll highlight that a little bit later on. But yeah, 800flowers.com, 1-800flowers.com.
Yeah, it's 1-800flowers.com.
All right, so we're talking about the hurricane, Hurricane Katrina, cutting a swath through New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi. Biloxi, I believe, was hit really hard. And, you know, our hearts and our thoughts go out to the people who were damaged here, the people who've been whose lives and homes and properties and families have been devastated. That is certainly tragic, and I know that eventually everyone will get back on their feet again. And it just happens that way.
Sure.
And thankfully, one of the reasons it happens that way is because people really do care about one another. I mean, there are some callous, mean people in the world, no doubt about it. There are some downright evil people in the world. But I think most people really are good. And I think most people really do look out for one another, especially in times of need like this. And we just got off the line with JTK a moment ago. And JTK was asking us, well, what would it be like if we had a libertarian government and a devastating hurricane cut through? What would be different? I think that the difference is going to be that everybody's still going to get help, the help that they need. They're just going to get it faster. They're going to get better help. And they're just nobody will be impeded by the government. And our board operator points out that the Red Cross, for instance, is 100% volunteer operated. So, you know, look at the existing mechanisms that we have today. If you want to envision a libertarian future for America, look at the existing private mechanisms, the Red Cross,
right,
the Salvation Army, you know, various different charitable organizations.
You know, the Mormons have, you know, their own little wing of these things. And, mm-hmm. you know, the Salvation Army, as you know, is a church.
Right.
Lots of these are religious, religiously done. I'm sure the Jewish folks have their, you know, version of it, and everybody pretty much wants to give relief, so they set up their own versions.
Okay.
And that way you have competition. It's not nasty competition, but it's real marketplace competition.
Right, and the competition is for your dollars.
It
the
is.
The competition is Manwich, you have an X amount of money that you can, you know, you can expend on charity. What charity do you choose to spend it on? Because you might choose a different charity that I might choose.
But here's the point I'd like to make on this today. I have not heard, not one time have I heard anything about anybody donating any money to
the hurricane. Oh, the hurricane.
No, the hurricane. I've not seen. Now, you know,
you
I'm plugged in.
How do you donate money to a hurricane? What are you talking about?
The hurricane
about?
Relief efforts, dummy.
By whom? The Red Cross?
Anybody? Anything. Okay. Nothing.
Nobody's talking about. What do you mean?
I'm totally plugged in. I listen to the news all day. I listen to the radio news.
Oh, when I was calling radio stations today, all I heard was people talking about where they could send their donations.
Not
to.
Here in Florida. I have not heard one ad, and neither has my wife.
Wow.
And the reason is...
It wasn't the ads, it was the content of the talk shows. That's what they were talking about.
I haven't heard any talk shows talking about it. They're talking about the tragedy and that kind of thing.
Huh.
But the point is that everybody already feels like they've given. You know, the government's charged me double for this whole disaster relief thing. Anyway, those people are covered, and they know they are covered.
You're suggesting the government is making people less charitable.
Absolutely.
They're saying, well, wait a minute, I already paid my taxes. Why do I have to pay extra?
They know they're paying double for what they're getting, because the Red Cross would do twice as good of a job with the amount of money.
Oh, my God, man. Which, can you imagine if the government had to get food to people? Can you imagine if
it's
the government...
Tarp.
Because when...
Well, you see what happened. The government was in charge of just handling the roads, and they were turning away Winn-Dixie trucks.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
They were turning food away while people were hungry.
And ice. Yeah.
And they
that's
needed
the stuff
ice.
That happens. Let me give an example as to another factor that nobody's going to focus on at all. You're only going to hear this on Free Talk Live. The Chicagoan emails in, and he says, subject line, subsidies caused the New Orleans disaster. While I feel sorry for the victims and have donated to the Red Cross, I must place some blame. Without the federal government, through the Army Corps of Engineers building levees and pumps in New Orleans over the last 80 years, there wouldn't be a million people in that area. Major metropolises below sea level is not a product of the free market.
Mm-hmm.
First, the government spends billions to create a potential problem, flooding, And now we'll all spend billions to clean it up and rebuild so in 15 to 20 more years, we can do it all over again.
Yep.
I understand the oil rig workers, refinery workers, and fishermen being there in a small town, perhaps, to support them. But the other 950,000 people being there are a result of government subsidies that have been that we have paid every day for years and years. The least hurt part of the city seems to be the privately built old part of the city, because without government bailouts, the French built the old part of the town on the highest ground. Naturally, subsidies cause stupidity. More coming back on how the government is hurting people during hurricanes. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Talking about the hurricane. And not in the same way that everybody else is talking about it. And there's certainly a place for coverage of devastation, coverage of the tragedies, and there are certainly a lot of them out there. And again, our hearts and our thoughts go out to those of you out there, and your friends and your family members that have been damaged by this hurricane. There's a place for that kind of coverage, and it's not on Free Talk Live. What we're covering tonight is some of the outrages that were going on during the hurricane that nobody's talking about. Like the people getting shook down at the Superdome in New Orleans by the cops, searching makeup compartments and things like that, and women's purses, looking for pills, requiring everyone to have identification if they wanted to take their prescription pills in with them. Just crazy police state garbage going on. It's an embarrassment.
It is.
So that's the kind of stuff we're talking about, but again, you can take control of
and
the show.
And the loss of the, and the, just the misuse of our tax dollars. I mean, for instance, down in Punta Gorda right now,
yeah,
there's people still living in the FEMA trailer park that they have there.
Oh,
you know, there's
God,
still a few
a
families.
Later.
A year later. Come on. You can't get on your feet in a year. No, they're just living there.
Let's go to the phones to Wayne in Kansas. Wayne, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello. Hello, Wayne in Kansas.
You are
on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. Well, it's Ken in Kansas. Oh. What's on your mind? Oh, excuse me. Ken in Illinois.
Yeah.
All right.
I wanted to just make mention out of, I think those people should probably consult a lawyer and sue the police for terrorizing them, making them think that they possibly...
But you see, Ken, these people were poor people, because that's why they were going to the Superdome in the first place. The rich people, the ones that can afford lawyers...
They took their motor home, and they motored on up to Missouri.
Right. And the cops know who they can victimize and who they can't. If there was some rich muckety-mucks coming in there, they wouldn't have... You can bet they would have been treated different. They would have been let in the golden-tinged entrance that they had for the VIPs of the Superdome. But in this case, the government knows they can get away with victimizing poor people. They do it all the time. Go look at your arrest records for where you live there in Illinois. And, you know, you see who they're arresting. Does it look like they're arresting the upper crust for drug violations? Heck no! You know, they're doing the drugs, but they're only arresting poor people because they know poor people don't know enough about their rights to fight back. So while what you're suggesting is a good idea, it will probably never happen.
I also wanted to alert people to be able to find out what I just found out on the internet, on Google, any major search engine. Enter in, include, quotation marks, put it in quotation, the search term coal into gas, and the other one would be coal into gasoline.
Now, what is this?
Well, the technology has existed since 1906, and it was perfected in 1926, meaning it became cost-effective to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you also find out in one of the links that will show up that we have more oil reserves in this country than...
Oh, there is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it, Ken. We need to deregulate the energy industry. We need to allow people to compete. We need to get different options out there. And the reason we don't have them is because the government's restricting them. Thanks for the call, man. Hour number two is on the way. Your calls about the hurricane or whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show, 800-259-9231. The outrages continue. We got more. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're